and welcome to another episode of FutureWise, where we talk about education and careers. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari, and since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, we have been covering a lot of topics related to pay cuts and job losses and what can be done. Today, we're going to talk about sector-specific job losses and what the alternative jobs you could look for. I have Money Control's M. Saraswati on the line with me. Hi, Saraswati. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Keetana. Thanks for having me.
Saraswati, how many jobs have been lost so far?
So, you know, while there is no one estimate that is available as far as the job loss is concerned, you know, data from the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy has shown that just between March and April, almost 114 million jobs were lost, which is a huge number. Now, this includes both, you know, individuals working as blue-collar workers on contract, as well as those working in permanent jobs. As well as regular salaried professionals are concerned, while there is no specific estimate for that, now it is estimated that around 10 to 12 million such jobs have been lost across India. So the worst hit sectors, of course, include aviation, hospitality, hotels, travel and tourism, as well as part of media as well.
Right. Which sectors are the worst hit?
So at this point, you know, worst hit are the sectors which have been forced to completely, you know, shut due to or temporarily suspend operations due to the lockdown. So the biggest hit, of course, was for the travel and tourism industry, which is expected to employ almost a million people, both organized as well as unorganized. And ever since, you know, beginning of March, wherein unofficially travel had stopped because people were scared of their safety. So this has caused a lot of jobs, and of the 1 million jobs, there it's estimated that almost 40 to 50,000 people have lost their jobs across India. So these include your travel agents, your tour guides, as well as administrative assistants at these offices. Similarly, when it comes to the aviation sector, because, you know, flights in India as well as abroad have only partially taken off, there have been a lot of pilots as well as, you know, cabin crew that have been let go of. And so far, almost 10 to 20,000 people are estimated to have lost their jobs, while several others, especially pilots who are highly paid, have taken a very high pay cut, as high as 50 to 60%. Even yesterday, you know, the Money Control had reported that Emirates has sacked 600 pilots in one day, which is a new record. And, you know, this included a few Indian pilots who were earlier with the budget airline IndiGo. So similarly, when it comes to the hospitality sector as well, you know, both hotels as well as restaurants have seen an impact because restaurants especially have been forced shut because of minimizing the COVID spread. So with this, on one hand, you know, workers have gone back home. On the other, we've seen that almost 20% of the staff will be let go of. We've already seen initial reports that have suggested that almost 7 to 8,000 people have already been let go of in the past 1 to 2 months. And we'll obviously see much more numbers coming in, because even if the unlock 1.0 has been started off, restaurants, especially in larger cities like Mumbai, have not yet resumed. And we don't expect it to resume so soon as well, because the number of cases have been very high. Mm-hmm. So especially, and lastly, when it comes to the hotels, while, you know, C-level positions have been intact, the mid-level client servicing as well as customer relation management roles have seen a bit of a layoff situation coming in. At this point, numbers aren't huge. Almost only 1,000 to 2,000 people across the country have lost their jobs.
Right. And what are these individuals doing right now?
So right now, one of the biggest problems is that, you know, because of the underlying economic uncertainty, which we had already seen from end of December 2019 onwards, you know, companies aren't hiring in large numbers because companies are looking at cost optimization. We don't know when consumer demand will pick up. We don't know whether festive season, which will start probably from, you know, mid-August, with the Ganesh Chaturthi festival, we don't know whether there will be a pickup of demand, whether, you know, sales will start picking up once the Onam festival comes in. So because of all these uncertainties, companies are also going slow on hiring. So at this point, a lot of these employees on one hand are trying to probably, a few of them are trying to take legal recourse to see if some settlements can be given. Because one of the biggest problems, especially on the sales side of, the layoff situation, is that a lot of companies, especially a lot of BFSIs in India, have let go of people without giving them any retrenchment pay or, 1 or 2 months of pay, which they give you at the time of exit. So this has impacted people who have home loans or other monthly EMI commitments. So on one hand, we are seeing this. On the other hand, we are also seeing that a lot of individuals are now open to joining, public sector enterprises, which are generally considered more stable than the others. While, these individuals would have to take a 10 to 15% pay cut, but salaried professionals are seeming to be more open as far as, the public sector entities are concerned. So I think on one hand there is, pay cuts and job cuts. On the other hand, the uncertainty around when the situation will reverse also leading to freeze kind of a situation right now. So on my, but there are a few avenues opening up. So sectors like malls that are slowly starting to open up, or manufacturing facilities, or be it e-commerce delivery platforms, or online grocery platforms, or even the banking entities which are facing some IT concerns and privacy concerns. There are some companies that seem to be hiring. One of the biggest areas that has opened up during the lockdown since March 25th is the whole entertainment and OTT platforms. So there has been a surge as far as traffic is concerned. So the OTT platforms have also slowly been ramping up their presence in India, and a lot of new hiring seems to be happening on that front.
Right. And is there any word on how long it will take for revival?
So at this point, it is very uncertain if there is a U-shaped recovery, which a lot of economists and analysts are talking about. U-shaped recovery would mean a sudden jump in demand once the festive season kicks off. But that is considering that we completely unlock, including public transport, including all stores, gyms, establishments, which are still closed right now, to completely open up by August 1. If that happens, then, there could be a U-shaped recovery from October, November onwards. But till then, the uncertainty will continue because, be it all across, sectors, all indicators as far as employment reports and forecasting reports have stated that the slowdown will continue even if there is a, recovery in demand by August. So only after December is when the job market will start coming back to normal. But in the meanwhile, platforms like, say, LinkedIn, or the places like Monster, which are job and professional networking platforms, are offering a lot of indications and giving clear indicators as to which are the sectors that are hiring. So, for instance, on Monster India, if you go, they are giving out a list of the top 10 cities that are hiring in big numbers, and even within those cities, the name of the companies that are hiring. So for professionals who probably lost their job or have gone back home, and there is still uncertainty coming in, they can join a few of these organizations. While it is a given that you will have to take a pay cut of minimum 10 to 15%, but at least you would have some sort of employment. Similarly, LinkedIn has started a new feature wherein they are giving out a list of here's who's hiring right now. So these includes a list of organizations ranging from your courier companies, ranging from your food delivery firms, ranging from furniture stores, and you can keep checking. They update it on a daily basis. And the number of people that these stores or these companies are looking to hire is also given clearly, so candidates can refer to this. At this point, this is the service is being offered free of cost considering the pandemic outbreak. So these are some of the tools which probably the individuals who have been laid off or are facing crisis as far as the jobs are concerned can look into.
And also speaking about the next, the next campus placement, usually which takes place in the second half of every year, is there any prediction on how that would go?
See, right now, it looks like companies, especially IT firms and consulting firms, which are one of the biggest hirers as far as, you know, campus placements are concerned, be it at engineering firms or, you know, management institutes, have indicated that they will go slow on hiring. Of course, the large IT firms in India have already said that they wouldn't be doing any more fresher hiring this year, that is in FY21. But typically, the individuals who are hired in the second half of this year will be joining only in FY22. So there seems to be some ray of hope and, you know, all is not lost yet. But considering the way India has responded as far as the coronavirus outbreak is concerned and the, you know, constant rise in the number of cases, companies, of course, will take much longer to come back to feet. So even if the unlock situation continues at a slower pace, the placement processes which begin, say, from September or October will also be impacted because companies would be reluctant to go to these campuses. Because rather than companies rolling out, say, 100, 200 offers and, you know, rejecting those candidates at the last moment, probably there will be a slowdown as far as placements are concerned. So only those who are at the top or the creme de la creme at institutes will end up getting placed, while a large number of people, you know, initial estimates suggest that this year, as in FY21, almost 30 to 45% of the campus placements may see a reduction. So this is, I mean, at this point, it is a bit of a bad news. But hopefully, if there is a revival by, say, November or December, then there will be some movement as far as increase in the job roles.
Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all these details.
Thank you, Kriti.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. You can tune into our previous episodes where we've covered many related topics of which you can find interesting and informative. If you have any other queries or you want us to cover any other topic, please do write to us at ncpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.